Hello everyone, Neil Patel here. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. So today we're talking about IoT, Internet of Things, based farming with my guest Deepak Suresan. He's the co-founder of Crofters. Crofters have created a flagship ecosystem, which is an integrated aqua gardening system, which helps you with fresh food farmed in the convenience of your very own living room. Exciting stuff there. So in this episode, we'll talk about how Hindi's co-founder got started, how it actually works, state of the IoT industry in India at the moment, plans for production. Also, a nice example of senior citizens using the product, partnering with Teach for India, and Deepak shares his useful advice on getting early adopters, and some Elon Musk chat as well. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hello, Deepak. Thanks for coming on the show today. Much appreciated.
Thanks a lot, Neil, for having me on the show.
Brilliant. Can you tell our listeners what you're building, please? Sounds interesting.
So like a couple of years ago, my friends were working on home automation.
Yeah.
So like I was very worried about the state of food and agriculture in our country. Mm-hmm. So like we bumped upon the technology called aquaponics, okay, where you combine hydroponics with aquaculture.
Mm-hmm.
So like we combined all these three together. Then like we came up with the product, what we call now as Crofters ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
So which will help you grow your own food in the comforts of your home. You feed the fish creates waste in the form of ammonia, which is converted by nitrogen cycle into nitrates that in turn help you to grow fresh food right in the comfort of your home without much effort.
Mm-hmm.
So it took us like more than 8 months to develop the prototype. We went all across India to meet a lot of people working in agriculture, the problems they face. So like all those problems we wanted to overcome to our like prototype. So there is, in India, we face huge water crisis. For example, like in many states, we don't have water for agriculture at all because like the main preference is given to drinking purpose. Then only they give water for agriculture. That was a problem. And globally, a lot of food is wasted by transportation and distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So what we thought that like we need to bring in technology into urban agriculture. So what my friends were doing in IoT, I wanted to apply into along with my co-founder, Ashish. So he's the guy behind the aquaponics and the entire product thing.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Along with him, we built this product. So it was a long journey. We went to a lot of places in India like Kerala, mm-hmm. Karnataka, farms there in Tamil Nadu and all to see the place, mm-hmm. actually get to know the ground reality in agriculture. Then we have applied all our learnings into building this product.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you've been doing it for eight months now. How's it going so far then?
Like we came up with the initial design some way back in April 2015. Initial design of the product. We showed it to a couple of our friends and they were like immediately ready to buy the product even before like we made one actually.
Mm-hmm.
So we sold our first product even before making it.
Mm-hmm.
So then like we thought like what are the applications for this product? So like I was working in the social sector before I started this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought like, why don't we use this for education? So a friend of mine was working in an organization called Teach for India.
Mm-hmm.
You even have this all over the world, Teach for All.
Mm-hmm.
So in India, it's called Teach for India.
Mm-hmm.
So like we partnered with them and like raised some money through crowdfunding and like have used this product for education, like mm-hmm. teaching kids agriculture right in inside their classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So like that was the next thing we did and like all this helped us in like gaining some word of mouth and a lot of people are interested in the product and like now we are coming up with a series of product which can help you grow the food in your terraces, in your balcony and other stuff
mm-hmm.
without much effort.
Mm-hmm.
Everything like we have applied IoT concepts on
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Who's this for then? Is it for families or is it for students or professionals who live in town centers and stuff like that?
Mainly this is an urban agriculture movement. So like the product is designed for the urban people who don't have the time and like who can't put in that much efforts to grow their own food. So this is an urban product. Like it is applicable for offices, homes, schools, and like people who want to do this stuff in their terraces and balconies.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about IoT then. For those listeners who don't know what it is, in simple terms, you know, what is IoT?
IoT, Internet of Things, where you connect like hardware and software together. So they work in sync. Like in our product, like we have tried to recreate the sunlight. we have automatic sunrise and sunset. So plants need light for them to grow. So like we have created, replicated the sunlight. So through our mobile app, you will be able to set the sunrise and sunset time for your ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So in your living room, automatically at 6 o'clock in the morning, the system will switch on. And when the sun sets down at 6 p.m., the system will switch off. So all this is done through IoT, syncing of your hardware with software. Mm-hmm. So for the general people, I think this would explain them what IoT can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Obviously, the IoT industry is quite big. What is the state of the IoT industry in India at the moment?
In India, just picking up right now. Like we have a lot of people working on home automation. Mm-hmm. So like that gave us a boost. Like when a lot of people are working on it, like we as a team, me and my co-founder Ashish, like we were looking on ways where we can apply it. So agriculture is oldest industry in the world. So like we wanted to apply IoT in agriculture. Now IoT is being applied in all aspects of human life throughout the world, but in India still we are catching up.
Mm-hmm. And what excites you most about what you're doing at the moment?
So like we are enabling people to grow their own food. So the problem is right now people are consuming industrialized food. You don't know how your food is grown. For them, we are like enabling them, empowering the people to grow their own food. So this idea actually excites me, empowering people to grow their own food.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned food. What type of food would you say?
Leafy greens, herbs, fruits like strawberries and like exotic plants like lettuces and other stuff. Lettuce is one of the most the plant which you can have good amount of harvest in our ecosystem. Lettuce is the plant which is widely popular in aquaponics. So lettuce will be the best thing to grow in this ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. How long will it take then to sort of grow lettuce and stuff
so,
like that?
So 45 days. So in traditionally it takes 60 to 70 days, but in our ecosystem it takes around 45 days. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But like you can also consume them at the microgreen state also. Like you can make salads, you can have daily harvest of wheatgrass. Like for example, two of our users, they are like senior citizens. They go for a jog every day in the morning. So 6:30 in the morning after a jog, they come back, spend some time with the ecosystem, harvest wheatgrass and like consume it. It's a source of protein for them.
Nice. In terms of like a maintenance then, does the system need lots of maintenance or do you just like switch on and just let it go?
The only kind of maintenance will be like you need to harvest the crop regularly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that will be the maintenance and you need to refill your water tank because there'll be some amount of water loss due to evaporation and the plants will be absorbing them. Apart from that, there wouldn't be any maintenance at all. So we are like working towards a zero maintenance product.
Mm-hmm. But do you need like an iPhone app or a Google Play app? Is that correct?
Yeah. Right now in India, like Android is the most used operating system. So we are present on Android. iOS, we'll be launching it soon.
Mm-hmm. Can you share some stats then? I mean, how many have you sold? I mean, is it still in early adoption mode or?
We are still in early adoption mode. We haven't gone to the mass production. Still in early adoption mode. We have like 15 early adopters for our indoor system. Mm-hmm. In the past 3 months, we opened it in last year September. So in 3 months, we were able to get 15 early adopters in Chennai alone. Mm-hmm. Right now, we are like going to Bangalore. Mm-hmm. To expand our early adopter program. So we are looking at 50 early adopters in the next 1 month. Mm-hmm. So we want to test it with our early adopters first. Mm-hmm. Before we go on a mass scale. Mm-hmm. So that we gain their feedback and better the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So we want to take it slow, basically.
And what kind of feedback have you had from the early adopters?
So the one main feedback is it has eased their gardening efforts. So earlier, they used to spend 30, 40 minutes watering all the plants, tending to them and taking care of them. Right now, it's inside their living room. They spend maybe 5 minutes a day staring at them. But it's a good piece for them. Like they spend the entire evening with the family around the ecosystem, tending to the plants, looking at the fish. It sends a positive vibe to the entire family. And in offices, we have people who spend their entire lunchtime around this ecosystem, playing with it, discussing about the ecosystem. And since we have this in an IT company, they are thinking about like how to add artificial intelligence and machine learning to the ecosystem. So we could expand this to a larger scale.
How do you go about finding early adopters? Because obviously we have listeners who may be building a startup. They may need help in getting early adopters. Any advice and help?
The thing is like the product must be unique. Mm-hmm. It must be attractive and like pitch it to the right people. It took us time actually like... we took some time in like building a good product before we actually opened it up for the earlier of the thing. So build a good product, then pitch it to people, like make use of social media. Like all our early adopters, we got it either through Twitter or Facebook. So we wrote a lot of blog posts about our product, the kind of work we are doing. So that's one thing. And like actually meeting people, a lot of networking events where I spoke about, I pitched my product in local startup events. Those people were interested and they asked me about if they could be part of the early adopter program. So in 3 months, we were able to reach 15 people in Chennai. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a larger city, mm-hmm. you could obviously reach more people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. And when will this go live in production then?
So the production plan right now, we are like locking up the final tech specs. Mm-hmm. So we are expecting to go on production in early March or end of March. Before that, we are making few more prototypes, which we are testing. Mm-hmm. So things must get going by March, mm-hmm. hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah, definitely. How big do you want to go with this then?
So right now we are focusing on indoor ecosystems, mm-hmm. but we also are like working on like large scale commercial automated farms, mm-hmm. where 10 people you previously used to work there, only one person with a mobile app needs to be there. So we are like piloting it in a place near Bangalore, mm-hmm. so the climatic condition is good there, so like we are piloting a large scale farm. So hopefully in the next 1.5 to 2 years, we'll be having like commercial urban farms, mm-hmm. automated farms in major cities.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And how much does it cost to buy one of these things?
So the indoor ecosystem, if you take it in dollars, in India, you can buy this ecosystem for $300. Mm-hmm. So the pricing is like $300. In India, mm-hmm. it's we are yet to open up the orders for like internationally. So we are working on the pricing for like considering all the logistics. We are working on it to ship the product globally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's talk about you then. What's your background, please?
So like I did my engineering along with my co-founder from NIT Trichy. It's one of premier colleges like the IITs. Mm-hmm. So way back in college, like I met my co-founder and so we used to discuss a lot about startups. Then we took two different ways. Like I worked in the banking sector, mm-hmm. after my college. He used to work in the manufacturing sector. So like we used to meet often and like discuss about startups and other stuff. So like when we had like common friends working on IoT, mm-hmm. so we thought, why don't we like take this idea further to something which is more a fundamental problem. Mm-hmm. So he was into aquarium and aquaponics, mm-hmm. that guy. So like slowly we started getting the idea of this product and like we started prototyping. This is how we formed the team and like started working on this. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Is this your first startup?
No, actually, like I had previously worked on a movies recommendation engine way back in my college. So we worked for like 1.5 to 2 years on it, prototyping, but things didn't fall in place. So we had to shut it down. Mm-hmm. But we had good response for the blog part of it. We couldn't launch our MVP. Mm-hmm. So there were like development difficulties and other stuff, financials and other stuff. So we had to move on, right? When things don't work, you need to move on. So this is my second startup.
Mm-hmm. What would you say you've learned from your first startup then?
So for the first startup, I was very passionate. Mm. So like I was not ready to give up the idea when like other people felt that this is not working. So it took me some time for me to realize that things are not working. So now I'm in a position that I'm more practical. So passion is good, but also you need to be practical. So my first startup taught me this lesson.
And what's your management style? And do you have a management style? Obviously, you've only been doing it for 8 months. Are you still learning?
Yeah, like management style is, I was inspired by other people in the sense that it's like when we are working in a team, like we must, like if you want to be a good leader, like you must lead the way. Like instead of commanding other people, become part of the team and like do it and like show the people how it must be done. So this is what I've learned from the people with whom I worked in college and in other organizations.
Mm-hmm. And what's it like being a startup founder? Is it fun? Is it serious?
It has been fun. Like initially during the prototyping stages, like we faced a number of problems and the way we overcame with all the manufacturing hurdles, it's one hell of a thing. So it was like obviously fun developing product and like getting feedback from people. You get a lot of weird feedbacks and like weird ideas. So it has been a fun and eventful journey so far.
I mean, what is the hardest part about building this startup? Is it the manufacturing, would you say? Or the sales? Or, I don't know.
In a country like India, like we don't have that much awareness. It's very difficult to show the people what the things the product can do. So like convincing people about the product itself was difficult because India is still not a mature market where like we could sell indoor farms. So it was very difficult for us to initially make people imagine this kind of a product and like convince them this will actually work.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So okay. That was the biggest problem for us. Mm-hmm. Convincing people and like making them understand the idea, the larger vision of it, what urban farming on a larger scale can do to the country and to the community.
Mm-hmm. What is the vision of the company then?
To localize food production, create hardware and software that will enable anyone to farm their own fresh food. We want to create series of products and we want to open source our technology so that like anyone can use the data and technology to grow their own food. So for people to do farming and agriculture, we need data and the right know-how. So that's the barrier. We want to break it, basically.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Say in 12 to 24 months, what is the plan? Where would you like to be?
So in 12 to 24 months, we want to like be present throughout India with this product. And like after that, we want to make ourselves ready for the larger, large-scale farming so that we could solve one of the most pressing problems of agriculture throughout the world, enter the larger farming market.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Last few questions then. Who would you say has been the biggest influence on you so far?
Elon Musk, because like I have read his autobiography and like I have watched so many numerous videos of him. Like like whenever like I face some problem, like I read about the kind of problem he has faced in his life. So he has been a very influential person in my life.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Let's say you met Elon Musk for a coffee. What question would you ask him?
Like I wouldn't ask him anything because like I have got like whatever his thoughts through his videos and other stuff. So like I'd try to like tell my idea and like get his feedback maybe. Like I'll tell him what I'm working on and try to get his feedback basically.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. What advice would you give first time founders?
Like do mistakes and like be quick enough to learn and unlearn. We will learn only through our mistakes. So like if we are like doing some mistake, we must not worry about it. Rather than like must be satisfied and content that we actually did something and learned that it's not working.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. What do your friends and family think of this, by the way?
So they are a bit skeptical actually. Like skeptical about how the thing is, but the thing is like we need to be determined. My take is like we need to be staying focused about what we are doing and clear. So me and my co-founder, we both are clear that this is going to be something which will impact people in a good way, so we are working towards it.
How do you stay focused then? Because obviously speaking to me, and then you got to do business meetings, etc., and then you got to execute. How do you stay focused?
There's no one particular way. We must always think about the final final goal which we want to achieve. So like whenever we feel depressed, I always think about the final goal which I want to achieve. So like we need to keep going and moving on.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Have you got any favorite blogs or books you'd like to recommend? I think you mentioned Elon Musk before.
I follow Y Combinator . So it has been a very integral part of my startup journey. All the blogs by Y Combinator and their YouTube, How to Build the Future series. So that has been very inspirational. And I also recommend your podcast because like I found it very interesting. Similar way, there is a podcast by Y Combinator Startup School. Mm-hmm. So that was also a very interesting podcast.
Cool. Is this a bootstrapped startup or is it a funded startup?
We are a bootstrap startup. Like me and my co-founder, we were working for like 1.5 years before we started up actually. Mm-hmm. So we have put in our savings to it. And like now we are in like able to generate some revenue. So things are pretty good right now at the moment. Mm-hmm. So as of now, we are a bootstrap startup.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking for like funding in the near future, or would you like to go in like a tech accelerator, etc., like Y Combinator?
Like we want to show some traction before we decide upon things. So like for the next 6 months, we are focused upon like onboarding more people for our early adopter program. After that, depending upon the feedback and other stuff, we want to make our next set of plan. Mm-hmm. For the next 6 months, we are focusing on our earlier. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Away from this startup, then, what are your hobbies and interests? How do you relax?
I watch a lot of movies. Like as I told you, my previous startup was about movies, so I watch a lot of international movies, and I also do write about movies.
Oh, nice!
So that's one hobby, and like I like meeting a lot of people and discussing their ideas. So a lot of my friends are also into startups. So like weekends and all, like we meet and like discuss about their ideas and like how we can take things.
Mm-hmm. Can you recommend any movies to our listeners over the weekend?
So like I just was rewatching Narcos.
Okay.
Narcos by Netflix. So it's also a good thing like entrepreneurs can watch. So how Pablo scales up his business, though we can't do this, it's not legal. So but Narcos is actually a good watch for all the entrepreneurs out there.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. In terms of movies,
like I was watching Arrival, I guess, last night. Arrival was a good one. Mm-hmm. And like all the good movies out there, like La La Land. Mm-hmm. That's also about like how we must follow dreams and other stuff, right? So like dreams are the one which keeps people going on. So even La La Land is a good movie if all the entrepreneurs out there can watch.
Definitely, I'll watch it over the weekend. If people want more information on Crofters, what must they do?
They can log on to a site, www.crofters.in.
Awesome stuff, Deepak. Well, I wish you all the best in the future.
Thanks a lot, Neil.
I'm sure it'll go well. And thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks a lot, Neil. Thanks for having me on the show.
Cheers, mate. All the best. See you now. Cheers, bye.
Bye.
Thanks to Deepak for coming on the show today. Thanks for listening and subscribing. If you like the show, please leave a comment in iTunes. Thank you for supporting the podcast. I shall be back next week. If you want to come on the show or you have a question you would like to ask our guests, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet @IndianStartupSH, or go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. Would love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.